Would you be Loomis Tate?
Loomis glanced toward the rotund lawyer, then nodded.
That's me, and I believe I recognize you. Yeah, you're a lawyer, aren't you? I seen you back during one of my trials. Maybe I should have used you then. My lawyer sure didn't do me no good.
I don't do pro bono.
Yeah? Well, I don't know what that means, but it don't matter none. The judge had his time scheduled for when I was going to get out of prison, and I had mine.
You escaped from prison, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Loomis nodded toward the bag Billy was carrying.
I take it that bag you're toting over your shoulder is the money shipment?
It's an express bag. I don't have no idea what's in it.
Well, then that makes me smarter than you, don't it? Because I do know what's in it. You're carrying a $10,000 shipment to a fella by the name of James Portless.
I wouldn't know about that.
Toss the bag over.
I don't think I want to do that.
What'd you say?
I'm responsible for this shipment. You're gonna have to take it from me, because I ain't handing it over.
Michaels, you and Strayhorn bring... What'd you say your friend's name was?
Ben.
Right. You two drag Ben's body out here. I think the driver needs a little convincing.
The albino and Strayhorn put their guns back in their holsters, then went into the barn. A moment later, they came back out, one on each of Ben's legs, dragging his body through the mud behind him.
Mama, what's wrong with that man?
I killed him, darling. Same as I'm gonna kill your mama if the driver doesn't do what we tell him to.
No! Don't hurt my mama!
Becky wrapped her arms around her mother's legs. Her mother pulled Becky's face into her skirt.
Now, Michaels, there ain't no call for you to be scaring a little girl. But it's up to you folks whether or not she sees anyone get killed.
Loomis looked over the group, then pointed at Goff, the whiskey drummer.
You, take that bag off the driver's shoulder and toss it over here to us.
Stay where you are, Goff.
Falcon stood on the porch. Loomis looked over toward the sound of the voice and saw that another man had come from the house, looking down at him. His gun was still in his holster.
What'd you say, mister?
I told Goff to stay where he is. If you want that money pouch, you're gonna have to get it yourself.
What are you butting into this for? It ain't your money.
It ain't yours either.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be mine as soon as I get my hands on it.
Loomis put his gun away and started toward the driver.
Take another step toward that money bag and I'll kill you.
What? Ha! I give you this, mister. You got a lot of gumption bracing us without so much as a gun.
Oh, I have a gun. It's in my holster, just like yours is.
Maybe you didn't notice, mister, but my gun ain't in my holster.
What's your name?
The name is Drew. Drew Tate.
Tate, huh? Would you and Loomis be brothers?
Yep. I see that you heard of me.
No, can't say as I have.
Drew looked shocked and a little chagrined that Falcon had not heard of him. Actually, Falcon had heard of him, but it was part of his mind game to let Drew think that he hadn't.
What do you mean you ain't never heard of me? Why, I killed me 7 men. Faced them down, man to man.
Is that a fact? And did you already have your gun in your hand when you did that?
Oh, don't you worry none about that, mister. I put the gun back in my holster and...
No!
No? No what?
No, you won't put your gun back in your holster. If you try, I'll kill you. If you even twitch, I'll kill you. The only thing you can do now to keep me from killing you is to drop the gun.
Mister, are you crazy? Maybe you ain't never heard of me. But even if I was a nobody, there's two of us holding a gun on you, and you don't even have a gun in your hand.
You are a nobody.
Mister, you're just begging to get yourself killed, aren't you?
Drop the gun or make your play now.
Shoot him, Drew! Shoot him!
Drew moved his thumb to pull back the hammer, but he never made it. The bullet plunged into Drew's chest, causing a red mist to spray out from the entry wound. He stood there for a moment, his face registering more shock than fear or pain. He turned toward Loomis.
Ah, big brother. He's killed me.
He lay on his back in the mud, rain falling into his open but sightless eyes.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Logan dropped his gun and put his hands up.
Logan, you cowardly son of a bitch! Shoot him!
Loomis started for his own gun, but stopped before he even touched it. When he saw that Falcon was now pointing his gun at him.
Drop your gun belt and tell that pasty-faced son of a bitch and that furball with him to do the same thing. Then all of you put your hands up.
Reluctantly, Loomis and the others did as Falcon ordered.
Billy, Get the stage hooked up and take these good folks on into town.
What about you?
Send the sheriff out here with his Black Mariah to pick up his prisoners. I'll ride back with him.
Yes, sir.
Billy looked at his passengers, all of whom were registering some degree of shock over the events of the morning.
You folks get on back inside where it's warm and dry. I'll call you as soon as the team's hitched.
I'll give you a hand.
What about us? Ain't you gonna get us out of the rain?
You can wait in the barn.